Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, cattle producers. It's Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 3rd at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 900 head, including 300 Angus bulls, 400 springbred heifers, 50 springbred cows, and 100 fall calving pairs. For information, you can go to expressranches.com or give them a call at 800-664-3977. The Ranchers Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Monday, October 3rd, high noon.
Hi, I'm Wavy with Hear Again. Did you know that a hearing loss affects millions of people across the United States? Don't let that hearing loss stress you out. Yes, there is a lot of help for those who do suffer with a hearing loss. That's Hear Again. Call us for your free hearing test at 1-888-755-5920. Call us for your free hearing test at 1-888-755-5920.
Hear again so you can understand again.
When you take a quick interstate speed look at cattle on feed numbers, the trade invariably will look first of all and primarily at the placement numbers and not what the rest of the numbers really tell you. Well, the placement numbers were big during this latest cattle on feed report, 15% above a year ago, 18% more marketings than a year ago, though, and the overall number of cattle on feed above a year ago, about the same as the month before, 1.5% more cattle on feed, 10.1 million head. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says, oh, some folks may say it's a little bearish, but he says, I don't think it is all that much.
Well, the September cattle on feed report, you know, had some fairly strong numbers in it. As expected, it wasn't really a surprising report. Placements were up 15% or were 115% of last year. Marketings were 118% of last year. Now, we have to recognize that there were two more business days in August of 2016 compared to last year. So when you adjust for the calendar impacts, you know, they were both up. Marketings were up about 7% on a net basis or on a daily average basis. Placements were up about 5%. The on-feed total is holding pretty steady. It was up about 1.5% year over year. Last month, it was up about 1.6% year over year. So we're not really building feedlot inventories, but we are moving more cattle through the system. And that's kind of the message as we go forward.
Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Well, the Chinese give and the Chinese take. Early last week, the Chinese announcing that they intend to try to reopen their market to U.S. beef. Been closed since the days of the cow that stole Christmas back in 2003. But then Friday, the Chinese Minister of Commerce issued a preliminary determination claiming that U.S. dried distiller grains, DDGs, are being dumped and have caused injury to China's DDGs industry. There's a new regional director for several state sorghum organizations. Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado sorghum organizations will be led by Jordan Shear from northwestern Oklahoma. Jordan's experience and affinity for policy will allow him to hit the ground running from day one, according to CEO of the National Sorghum Producers, Tim Luss. Tim says, we look forward to working with him to continue growing the sorghum industry in these states. The newly created position combines the management of the state sorghum associations and commissions for the three states. As executive director, Shear will oversee all sorghum-related activities in the three states, as well as work with each group's board of directors to coordinate programs. It's a wrap for the State Fair of Oklahoma in Oklahoma City, but the Tulsa State Fair getting ready to crank up over the next few days. Next week will be their big week for their junior livestock show, including their Night of Champions on Wednesday and Sale of Champions next Thursday, October 6th. We'll be there covering it for you. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by public researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.